Greetings to all our beautiful listeners. Welcome to the Empowerment Podcast. It's another beautiful day, a day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. It's a great and it's a great pleasure and an honor to be back at the Empowerment Podcast to be giving you another great show. I hope you'll enjoy this one. It's going to be a great one. And today I have a guest, Ira Perry from the United States of America. Maybe let me just allow our guests to greet you so that we could get on with our show for today. Ira Carey, maybe let's greet our listeners.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? I'm super ecstatic to be here. Man, it's a pleasure as always to be reconnecting with you. For those of you who don't know me, coach, producer, artist, speaker, businessman. So yeah, it's so exciting to be here, man. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, man, for offering us your time to be with us again. Today we'll be talking about something great because Ira Carey has started a program. They'll be talking about even during this interview. But we have a great packed show for you before we get to the good news of how you could be part of the program and how can you benefit from the program. But before we get to it, Ira, maybe later, can you tell us a bit more about yourself and your journey towards personal growth and empowerment?
Yeah, so myself, man, from a very small town, and being a little boy in a small town at that time, I had big dreams. And, you know, these were dreams that was installed in my heart from a long age. And I knew that in order to get these big dreams accomplished, I was going to have to work on myself. So oftentimes that looked like, you know, working on my personal development, learning how to speak to people in a proper setting, and getting the exposure that I needed to go to my next level. So over the past 7 years or so, after I left high school and I eventually moved to Houston, Texas after college, it was just that journey. I wanted to become my better self. And that ultimately allowed me to take that personal development journey, which I'm excited to talk more about today.
Wow. I cannot wait to hear about it, man. Thank you so much. That's interesting, but the show. So how did you come to recognize the importance of mindset work and personal development in your life?
Yeah, I knew that God was telling me that if I was going to be in the world, I was going to have to be able to operate on their language or on their, I would say, skill set. So when I first went into corporate America, I saw these people in these high profile positions, these vice presidents, these chairmen, these CEOs, and I wanted to be like them, right?
Yeah.
And so essentially, I knew that in order to get on their level, I had to do the mindset work. I had to become my authentic self. I had to develop a strong personality. I had to reach deep down inside and really find out the things that really made me at my core. And so that took me on that journey, man. And it was all about building a better me. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah. No, man, I hear you, and wow, inspirational. So maybe let's tackle this. How did you, or maybe why do you think many people struggle to prioritize their own personal growth and their well-being, also taking from your own training?
Yeah, I think so many people are so focused on their business, they're focused on their job, they're focused on other people, but nobody's really focused on themselves. And so do we take out time each day to ask ourselves, what type of emotions are I feeling right now? And are these emotions, are they leading me to a negative mindset or are they leading me to a positive mindset?
Yes,
and what I've discovered in the journey is that when you sit with yourself and you ask yourself questions, yourself answers those questions. And oftentimes it leads to the clarity that you need to go to your next level or get clear on what you need to do in your life in order to move to your next level. So that's how I would answer that. Yeah, we got to do the self-work, man. You know, we got to dig in and figure out what is it that we need to do in order to get to our next level. So, yeah.
No, man, I like it. I like it. And I think for a lot of us, we enjoy the places that we're in. And we never want to stretch ourselves in reaching out to our greatest, you know, and stretching ourselves enough to move from where we are to the next point. No, man, I like it. I like it.
That's it.
Okay, you can come in.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's it. You know, we get comfortable at times with who we are, and the world and the life that we live is constantly challenging us to become who we are meant to become. And so, who I was last year, I cannot be this year. I should be constantly evolving. I should be constantly going to the next level in my thoughts, in my mind. And as I move forward into the next level in my mind, it allows the outside things that God wants to give me to be moved, to allow me to be moved into as well. So, yeah.
No, man, I like it. Thank you so much. But there's this aspect where, maybe let me put it like this. How does depending on the relationship we have with God affect our self-confidence and our self-belief?
You know, I was telling someone the other day that, you know, God wants you to build your relationship with Him, but He also wants you to build your relationship with yourself. And I think oftentimes we don't do that. We build relationships with other people, we build our relationship with God, but there's a part of us that forget about ourselves. And so the self-confidence that we need when we step into the fullness of it, not only do we have a relationship with God, not only do we have a relationship with the people that are considered our friends and our family, but when we develop that relationship with ourselves, when we ask ourselves those questions that lead to ourselves building a better relationship, we ultimately develop the self-confidence. We ultimately walk in who God has called us to be. We ultimately step into the highest version of ourselves.
Okay. No, man. I love it. I love it. But let's look at now setting boundaries and being authentic. And also taking into context the answer that you just shared with us, and looking at how can individuals establish healthy boundaries while remaining true to themselves.
Well, I think it's very tough to set boundaries in the beginning because so many people are wondering, well, if I set this boundary, what will people think of me? And I think that's the wrong mindset to have. I think as individuals, we got to get clear on what we want and what we don't want, what we are willing to accept and what we're not willing to accept. And I think any person with a high level of confidence, any person that has mastered their mind to a certain degree, they know what they will accept and what they won't accept. And it doesn't mean that I'm mean, it doesn't mean that I'm harsh, but it means that if you keep continue to do the thing that you're doing, if I continue to allow you to do what I know is going against my spirit, it's going to put me in a position where I feel as though you don't respect the relationship, you don't respect the friendship, the partnership. And as you do those things, and if I don't come in on it, then I hurt a part of myself. And for those of you who are listening, what is it that is happening in your life that's connected to other people that is causing you pain? It's causing you trauma. You need to set a boundary there. Sit with yourself and ask yourself, what is it that I can, what boundary can I put in place so that I won't be hurt in this next situation? And to talk about authenticity is being who God has created you to be in the season that you're in and accepting yourself for who you are, your flaws, everything that you don't even like about yourself, the things that you may find disattractive about yourself, or the things that the people that are connected to you, they love about you. They love the way you pronounce your words. They love that thing that you do that you don't always agree that you should put it out in public. They want to see the true version of you.
No, man, I love it. I love it. You know, as you're saying this, I'm just remembered that earlier on, okay, earlier in the show, we talked that you have created a program, the Irakari Inner Circle program. We're about to get to that, and you'll share a bit more about that because I feel like the conversation that we're having is linked a lot with it. And I know that people, as much as they'll benefit from this episode, but they will need to take the journey because, as you put it, or as you're already have been putting it throughout the show, that it's not, I think it's not just an overnight thing, but it's something that is gradually have to be built, something that it's sort of a mindset that you need to create. And it will help us to come into this question that talks on how can we incorporate the mindset work into our daily lives, and that help us to become the best version of ourselves as God intended.
I think first we need to get clear on what is that mindset work? What should it look like? What type of questions should I be asking myself each day? What type of exercises should I be doing on a day-to-day basis to ensure that I'm evolving into the highest version of myself? As I was talking to a close friend last week, one of the things that came up in the conversation is that, you know, God wants us in a position where we're building the best version of ourselves, where we're doing the mindset work. Yeah, you got the spiritual work, you're reading the Bible, but are you doing the mindset work? Are you doing the exercises that you need to do in order to get to the next level? Because God wants to take us to the next level, but how can we get to the next level if we don't have the mindset? As I was telling another close friend, you may know him, man. I was telling this friend that when it comes to the mindset work, it's so critical that we put in the work, just like we put in the work when we work for somebody else. So if I'm working for somebody else, if I'm clocking in and clocking out every day, why can't I do that to my mind? Why can't I sit with myself and ask myself a set of questions, perform a certain set of daily routines that will allow me to shift into the highest version of who I know God has called me to be? And as I conclude, the last thing is that we spend so much time being what other people want us to be, but who is it that we want to be?
Yes,
and
sir.
What is it that we want to do? And once we get clear on that, we step into the confidence that allow us as Christians or believers to go out into the world and to transform the world. They should be looking at us as though, wow, this guy's a Christian, and I want to know the God he serves. This girl, she's a Christian. Who is the God she said? Her mindset is where it needs to be, and that answers that.
No, man. I'm loving this conversation. Let's go straight to it. You've been talking about it, but I think now let's go straight to it. You've started the Irakere Inner Circle. It's a program. Maybe tell us what inspired you to create it.
I didn't have a choice. God was telling me that over your 7-year journey, I have took you on a healing journey. I have allowed you to become your authentic self. I have allowed you to let go of things that no longer serve you, to say no to the things that you feel that your spirit is leading you to say no to. And I need you to teach my people that. Like, there are so many people that have programs that are out there that will attempt to help people heal. But God was saying, how can you do it to the Christians? You don't have to make the program all Christianity, but how can you create? I need you to create something for my people. So when they go to it, they know that it was created by God for them to elevate them, to master their mind at the highest level. So that's the inspiration behind it, man.
No, man. No, it's good that we still have people who are obeying God, who are listening to what he instructs, and they are exactly doing what he says. And that's, it's actually impacting people's life. It is touching people's life. I remember that yesterday I posted one of my pictures. I was speaking at one of the colleges here in South Africa. I was speaking about almost a similar topic about this, but I was talking on the importance of knowing self, like questions on what defines you, and who, like the topic was basically on self-introspection and understanding self and being authentic, as we were talking throughout the show. And when I posted the picture, I said on the caption, impact is not the car we drive, the money we have, and a lot of these things that we claim to be success, but impact is the amount of lives that we've reached out to and touched. And seeing programs like this, the one you're doing, the program of reaching out to people, helping them develop themselves, helping them become the person God wants them to be, it's truly inspirational, man. And I really commend what you're doing. But I would like to know, man, before we wrap this up, how does your program guide individuals towards mastering personal growth and elevating their minds to higher levels?
I think going back to what you said, it's not about the car we drive or the money that we have. It's all about the impact that we make to those who are sent into our lives. It's about the people that we touch. And as I think as to how this program can change people's lives, that's just it. That's the main thing. Like, it's going to change your life. Great question. So the way my program helps people do that is, it's really simple. We walk you through a 8-month journey. You're going to take an 8-month journey with me where I'm going to help you master your mind at the highest level. You'll learn how to set boundaries, become your authentic self. You'll learn how to let go of things that no longer serve you. You'll learn how to create, shape, and build unshakable confidence. And so the way my program do it specifically is through a set of 8-month challenges where you're doing these exercises each month to come into the highest version of yourself. The second part is affirmations. Affirmations will reprogram your mind to think the way that you need to think as a high-level thinker. And then finally, you'll also get access to personalized workbooks each month, where as you do these work months, the real transformation will take place. So that's how we do it, man.
Thank you so much, man. And I hope a lot of people who are listening take action and they take this opportunity that is presented to them. But I know that others will be asking, how can we then take this opportunity? Maybe for a few minutes, just for those who are listening who may be struggling with prioritizing self-care and personal development, what practical steps would you recommend they take to begin the journey?
Practical steps: when you wake up, I recommend doing breathing exercises where you're really just putting yourself in a calm state where you're just focusing on your breath. I think that's the first step to building self-awareness, which is a part of personal growth. The next thing I would say, some other practice, this has been really effective with me. Look in the mirror when you wake up. First thing you do, once you get out the shower, tell yourself, I love you 20 times, nonstop. And do that each day for the next 30 days, and you're going to see the transformation in your life. And as a final thing that I would recommend is get connected with the people, the resources, the places that have allowed them to create something that will allow you to shift into that next level of yourself. It's no longer good to play small. It's no longer good to be who we are or the average version of ourselves. Just like we work on our businesses, just like we work on our minds, just like we clock in and work for those 9 to 5s, we got to be in that same position of empowerment to work on ourselves. And I challenge you guys to do that.
Wow. Thank you so much, man. And I hope that our listeners really do take these steps and put them on their daily routine. And I'm sure that they'll start seeing transformation in their lives. But to wrap it up, but lastly, why should our listeners join your program? What can they learn from? And how can they sign up if they're interested on the program?
Yeah, so the best way to get signed up is iracurie.com/empowerment_podcast. The reason why you should sign up, if you feel God is leading you into this thing, or if you feel a strong unction, if you resonate with the sound of my voice, it's more than likely that we were destined to connect before the foundations of the world. I want to encourage you guys to go to iracurie.com/empowerment podcast to learn more about the program. You will also receive a discounted rate by choosing the link or by going to iracurie.com/empowerment_podcast. Since we are affiliated or we have connected with you guys. So yeah, check it out, guys. I can't wait to see you guys in the program. I'm super ecstatic to meet you guys. Can't wait.
Thank you so much for offering us your time, bro. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. It's always a pleasure having you on the Empowerment Podcast. To all our listeners, if you're interested to be part of the program, definitely check us out on all the social platforms. The link will be there in all posts with this episode. The link will be there. We'll also post the link separately on our next post as soon as this episode is launched or has premiered on all our podcasting platforms and on our YouTube platform. On our YouTube, if you're listening to this episode on YouTube, the link will be down on the description below. Check it out and click on that link and subscribe. Do everything that you need to do to be part of the program. It's not just a matter because we are affiliated, but also for yourself, for your own growth and your own personal development as an individual. To Ira Curry and your whole team and the entire program that you started, we wish you all the best, man. We wish that God may be with you and this journey that you've begun with all of the individuals who are part of the program, may they prosper and may they become who God wants them to be. Thank you so much for choosing us and thank you so much for always reaching out to us, man. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure as well. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. To all our listeners, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to listen to all other shows that are on the platform. It's always a pleasure having you on our platform. Subscribe, like, and share this episode as much as you can. Thank you so much.
Empowerment Podcast. Inspire, equip, and empower.